কুঞ্জ বিহারি। গোপীজনা বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, গোপীজনা বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবনচারি, যমুনা তীরবনচারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, জয় গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবনচারি, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, জয় বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তরশত শ্রী শ্রীমদ হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস এসি ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়, অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়, গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি জয়, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড গৌরাঙ্গ। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো ফোর চ্যাপ্টার থার্টি টেক্সট সিক্সটিন। অপৃথক ধর্মশীলানাম সর্বেষাং বহসু মধ্যমা, অপৃথক ধর্মশীলেয়ম ভূয়াৎ পত্নি অর্পিতাশয়া, অপৃথক ধর্মশীলানাম সর্বেষাং বহসু মধ্যমা, অপৃথক ধর্মশীলেয়ম ভূয়াৎ পত্নি অর্পিতাশয়া, অপৃথক ধর্মশীলানাম সর্বেষাং বহসু মধ্যমা, অপৃথক ধর্মশীলেয়ম ಭೂಯಾತ್ ಪತ್ನಿ ಅರ್ಪಿತಾಶಯ. Ladies, please. Prithak, without differences, dharma, occupation, shilanam, whose character, sarvesham, all, vaha, of you, sumadhyama, a girl whose waist is slender, prithak, without differences, dharma, occupation, Sheila, well-behaved, Iyam, this, Bhuyat, may she become, Patni, wife, Arpita Ashaya, fully surrendered. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. You brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient sons of your father. Similarly, that girl is also of the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus both the girl and you, the sons of Prachina Barhishat, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. Reports. According to Vedic principles, a woman cannot have many husbands, although a husband can have many wives. In special instances, however, it is found that a woman has more than one husband. Draupadi, for instance, was married to all of the five Pandava brothers. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead ordered all the sons of Prachina Barhishat to marry the one girl born of the great sage Kandu and Pramlocha. In special cases, a girl is allowed to marry more than one man, provided she is able to treat her husbands equally. This is not possible for an ordinary woman. Only one who is especially qualified can be allowed to marry more than one husband. In this age of Kali, to find such an equipoised woman is very difficult. Thus, according to scripture, Kalau Pancha Vivarjayet, In this age, a woman is forbidden to marry her husband's brother. This system is still practiced in some of the hilly tracts of India. The Lord says, Apritak dharma shileyam bhuyat patni arpitashaya. With the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. The Lord especially blessed the girl to surrender equally to all brothers. Apritak dharma, meaning occupational duty without difference of purpose, is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is divided into three primary divisions: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. The word yoga means acting on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed by Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 9. Yajnyarthat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Work done as sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your described duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain unattached and free from bondage. One may act according to his own occupational duty just to satisfy the Yajna Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called apritak dharma. Different limbs of the body may act in different ways, but the ultimate objective is to maintain the entire body. Similarly, if we work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that we satisfy everything. We should follow in the footsteps of the Prachetas, whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called apritak dharma. According to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66, Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the advice of Lord Krishna. Our only aim should be to act in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is oneness or apritak dharma.
Very nice.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakhaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gora Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The phrase to remember for today, or from today onwards, is apritak dharma. Dharma means occupation or motivation for occupation. Apritak dharma means that the motivation is not different from the motivation of Krishna. Prithak means different or separate. Apritak means not separate. So Krishna has a purpose. The purpose is that this material world is a place for our purification, so that we will remember Krishna and reinstate ourselves in our relationship with Krishna. And for that he has given us a path called Bhakti Yoga. And in that Bhakti Yoga system, he has given us how to engage ourselves, with what consciousness, with what activities, etc. Prescribed. Apritak dharma means to be very faithful and steadfast to that process, without other motivations. There are many reasons why people take up certain activities or certain occupations. One is There are many reasons. This is not the complete list. One reason is money. One main reason. Money. And with money, the motivations are that I will be able to enjoy myself. I will feel secure. I will have some status in society. People will give me respect. I'll have a respectable position. And when I have a respectable position, I feel like I'm either contributing to society or I'm just happy. This is not the purpose. Money is not our main goal. So, apritak dharma is to always carry out the will of Krishna. Here it says, apritak dharma, meaning occupational duty without difference of purpose. So Krishna has a purpose, and our whole practice of Krishna consciousness is to align with that purpose. So we have anarthas that are blockages that don't allow us to align. That anartha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about this in context of chanting, but it is true for other things as well. The first, there are three major obstacles. One is called inertia. Inertia means there is no good explanation as to why we are messed up and why we space out. There's no good explanation for it. It's just the way things have been. It's out of habit. Another favorite phrase is causeless unwillingness. We don't know, can't explain it. Just dull, inertia. Just so stuck up to old habits. Another is inattention. That we may want to align ourselves with Krishna, but our attention moves very quickly from that purpose. We get distracted. We're attracted to the glare or the glitter of material energy. Isn't there a Shakespearean saying, all that glitters is not gold? So all that glitters is not necessarily happiness, it's just distraction. But we get distracted. Because we are working with a default condition of being in the material nature, a default condition of wanting to enjoy material energy. So even if we make resolves, from tomorrow I will be like this. Very next, as soon as we wake up, we are like that. The same old. Right? We all have experience. How many times have we made schedules of what we're going to follow? From tomorrow I will make a schedule, I would make time for reading, I'd make time for this. And we make nice schedules. And they're very sincere too. But we can't follow. Because oftentimes we get distracted. Then there is indifference. We don't care. Despite so many instructions, despite so much mercy being extended to us, despite all the good advice we have received, despite all the arrangements that have been made for us to be able to remember Krishna, we just don't care. Saying, it's okay, try, it's too difficult. It's all right. That indifference is a big, big hurdle. We should care. We should care for Krishna. We should care what Krishna feels by my turning away from Krishna. There are many of us, living entities, that are not aware of Krishna. Manushyanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhaye. Hardly anyone ever thinks about making something out of their lives. Very few. Correct? Because for most living entities, they are busy just trying to survive. That's all. Whole life is just somehow or the other survive, man. If I can pay my bills, if I can just get something to eat and a little place to sleep, And then, you know, once in a while, a little sex. If I can just get that, that's a good life. It's called the American dream. Most people are just trying to survive. And even these four things are so difficult to get nowadays. How many people can sleep peacefully? They cannot. Too much happening. Upadruta. Constant anxiety. The mind is constantly bothered by what to do, what to do, what to do. Oh my God, how do I... Just busy, busy, busy. And imagine when the mind is like that, how can people eat anything? They're always on the go. Meals are on the go. Everything is on the go. Companies are designing foods that allow for people to eat on the go. But how can you eat on the go when the mind is constantly, you don't even know what you're eating. You can barely relish what you're eating. I used to be like that. I used to fast. Of course, I eat fast anyway. I must have been a dog in my previous life or something. Just eat fast. And Murari would tell me, hey, slow down, savor the prasadam, what are you doing? He would remind me every day. Too busy. Mind's just, for people of the world, the mind is just survive, survive, survive. No sleep. Cannot sleep peacefully. That's why the sleep specialists prescribe, we should sleep at least 8 hours. Why? When the Shastra says 6 hours is sufficient, why 8 hours? How many hours do people end up sleeping? They don't end up sleeping. They count a lot of sheep, I believe. And if they cannot fall asleep, then they have to take some medication to fall asleep. And once they take medication, they cannot wake up. Because the medication is like, so whatever, you get the idea. So then one doesn't have the opportunity to think about what is the purpose, what is Krishna's purpose, and how do I align myself to that purpose. For that, kaschit yatati siddhaye, one should think about perfecting one's life. That's the first starting point. After that is yatatam api siddhanam, one who considers to make life perfect, few will actually think, what is Krishna all about? Who is Krishna? For most people, perfection of life on the jnana platform is to remove all the difficulties from life, to remove all the disturbances from my mind, to be able to not get kicked here and there by the modes of nature. That is perfection. So Bhagavad Gita also says that is the beginning of perfectional platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. No shochati, no kankshati, no lamentation and no hankering. But that's just the platform for Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. It is the platform to begin devotional service on. So very few people actually consider what is Krishna's purpose, what does Krishna want for me? So when acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Narada Muni, Vyasadev, they're constantly telling us what the purpose is. Idam hipumsa tapasa shruta shava. Whatever you're doing, austerities, studying, education, pursuit of knowledge, etc., is for one purpose. Yaduttama shloka gunanu varnanam. It's for glorifying Krishna. This is the purpose. So this apritak dharma is the goal of our life. To come to the platform or to that stage of living where our desires are perfectly aligned with Krishna's desires, with Krishna's purpose. Otherwise we become very meddlesome. We interfere. We interfere in Krishna's arrangements. There was a monkey And he was happily residing on a tree. And he saw two carpenters working. And the carpenters had just brought a huge, heavy log of wood. And they were sawing it right in the middle. Said near the end of the day, they were not able to finish cutting the entire log. So they put a wedge, just so that next day when they come back, they can begin from there. Correct? You keep a wedge. And they left for the day. So our little friend monkey was wondering, what is that thing? What's that wedge? He didn't know it was wedge. He doesn't know carpentry. But he was very attracted by that little thing there. So what is it? And monkeys cannot stay quiet. They have to fidget. They have to interfere. They have to figure out, I would like to know what's going on. Monkeys cannot stay by themselves. Like, oh, they're doing something. They have to interfere. So this monkey went in and played around with the wedge and took it out. So that big log that was separated like this closed in. And when it closed in, it also caught the monkey's tail in it. Ah! The monkey was shrieking, but he didn't know how to separate that log anymore. So he was stuck there the whole night with excruciating pain in the backside. Because that's what you get from meddling. So he just, the whole night, he was there crying in pain until the carpenters came the next day. And then they had to put in the wedge again, let him go, you know, put a little medication on his tail, etc. So the story is to describe that the human being, when there is nice arrangement by Krishna, cannot be quiet. He has to meddle in it. He has to do, you know, tinker with Krishna's system, Krishna's, the way things are going, and that get his tail caught in it. So the outcome of that is excruciating pain. So this apritak dharma, Prabhupada is quoting chapter 3, text 9 from Bhagavad Gita. Yagyarthat karmana. The work, our work must be done for the pleasure of Vishnu. Because if Vishnu, pleasing Vishnu is not our purpose, then this karma becomes the cause of karma bandhana. We're bound by the reactions of that work. We're also bound by that work. We become attached to, I'm doing this. So you ask people, why are you doing this? Why are you continuing to slog like this? I have to do it. If I don't do it, how will I survive? This is karma bandhana. Thinking that that activity itself is what is keeping me going. Actually, it's that activity that is making it worse, but we're thinking that's what's making me going or keeping me going. And Krishna is saying, tadartham karma kaunteya. The meaning of such work, the outcome of such work is mukta sangha samachara. Mukta sangha, one becomes liberated from the conception that that work is what is keeping me alive. It's Krishna who's keeping us alive. It's Krishna who's maintaining us. It doesn't mean that we become irresponsible. It means that we understand that Krishna is a real maintainer. And if we serve Him, He will take care of us. He's taking care of so many living entities. Can He not take care of one foolish person? Easily. No problem. He will take care. That is our conviction. However, the work is yagyarthat, for the pleasure of Vishnu. In this case, the daughter of King Kandu and Pramlocha, who is considered Sheila, well behaved, and has similar qualities or the same mood as the Prachetas. They are also Shilanam, they are also well behaved. What is their well behaved quality? Two things. They are devotees of Krishna, so naturally they are well behaved, or they should be well behaved. And second, that they are very obedient. Prabhupada said, someone asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, how will we know who your devotees are? And he said, my disciples, my followers, are perfect ladies and gentlemen. Not that, you know, the British type of lady and gentleman, but well-behaved. Well-behaved in all respects. It's not that we are very well-behaved. Mostly well-behaved nature comes out when gurus are around. Some people don't even have that. I mean, we're not even discussing that kind of case. We're talking about a sincere disciple. When guru is there, behavior is very nice. On time for classes, on time for arati, not there for prasadam, it's all right. One day if I don't eat, it's all right. They may not show up for prasadam. But they will show up for arati, they will show up for class, all of that, very nice. When spiritual master leaves, good qualities also leave with the master. Today I'm tired. Once in a while, it's okay to take care of myself after all. You know, I worked very hard when Guru was there. Now it's a little vacation. Just catch up. Or something like that. And then the worst of that is, this is okay, this is even manageable. It is how we interact with each other in the absence of Guru. And Guru is there, Prabhu? It's not the however it comes out. You know, very defensive. What did you say like that? Or who are you to tell me? Or, hey Prabhu, can you take care of this? Today I'm not in the mood for doing this. I can also say no to services. Whatever is the, you know, the market garden variety of not good behaviors that come out. Good behavior, well behaved, means that the presence of Guru is always felt. And one behaves by that principle, that Krishna is there, Krishna knows, Krishna is watching. Let me behave with the other devotees, especially the devotees are the greatest wealth. This is the, what's the best gift we have been given by Krishna? Are the devotees. Whether we like it or not, whether we appreciate it or not, this is the best gift. We may be given the holy name, but if Krishna sends us to the Arctic or Alaska and says, you chant Hare Krishna there, how can we chant? First day we might chant, the temple room is so warm or packed and everyone's chanting in their own ways. If I stand outside, Nityananda Pran Prabhu comes and tells me to come back inside. Alaska is nice, beautiful scenery. I'm appreciating Krishna in nature so nicely. Rasoham apsukam, there, such clear water. Prabhasmi shachi shurayo. After 1 week, Haribol Prabhu, how are things going there? We cannot live without association of devotees. It's very, very tough. Then if we are outside the association of devotees, then we make a very good friend, a best friend, called the mind. And that mind takes us on this fantastic, Jai Jagannath Prabhu was talking about, a chariot of the mind, Manoratha. Such a pleasure trip, scenic route. The mind takes us on a scenic route. Then all good qualities and good behavior is out the window, right? Because the verse says, harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna. Kuto, where can such a person have good qualities? Kuto mahat guna. Because he is busy, manurathena dhavati, he is busy traveling on the chariot of the mind. So well-behaved means well-behaved always. Well-behaved in all circumstances. This is qualification. And they found, or Lord Vishnu has arranged for them, a match who's also like that. Both the two times the phrase, apritak dharma shilanam, and then again, apritak dharma shileyam. You are well behaved and you have, your purpose is very clear. By the way, the daughter of sage Kandu and Pramalocha is also like that. So this is a good match. So what is the basis on which marriage should happen? It is this basis, that both the husband and wife to be have common purpose. If the purpose is not common, the marriage will not sustain. Specifically, the common purpose is to serve Krishna. Then that marriage can weather any difficulty. If the purposes are common, but they are not Krishna conscious purposes, then the purposes can change with time. We can change with circumstance. And well-behaved nature is important for managing difficulties. If we don't have good behavior, we cannot weather, we cannot pass through difficult times. It is actually good behavior, meaning qualities of course, not just a forced behavior, it's the qualities that help us meet any challenge in life. Especially the quality of humility, tolerance, pridelessness. These qualities, they allow us to face any situation in the world. It doesn't matter. There are other qualities such as well-educated, whatever is the other qualities of the world, rich. They don't help a person manage life or any circumstance of life. They may help manage certain circumstances. Suppose a person has a lot of money, and he's struck with bad health. He can spend money, but health may not become better. How much ever money they spend. So it cannot help manage circumstances of life. But if the qualities of humility, tolerance, etc. are there as a devotee, then it doesn't matter what circumstance one is in. Every circumstance can easily be managed. So here Lord Vishnu is glorifying both the Prachetas and the daughter of Kandu and Pramalocha, that both of you have these qualities and you're well behaved and you're devotees. Then there is a cultural point, Prabhupada is talking, that a woman, according to Vedic system, cannot have more than one husband simultaneously, or even more than one husband at all. According to Chanakya Pandita, I forget the Sanskrit, he talks about the different enemies a person has. This is niti, this is not transcendental, but this is a moralistic. But Prabhupada quoted it because you need a set of morals to conduct life on a day-to-day basis. He says, a father who is in debt is an enemy. Because when the father passes away in debt, then the son inherits the debt, or the family inherits the debt. He says, a mother who marries again is an enemy, because then her affection gets divided. And then the third is Bharya Rupavati Shatru. A very good-looking wife is also an enemy. Why? Because one cannot leave home easily. Enamored by the wife, cannot leave any home, cannot do his activities. And the third, another reason is, can become very suspicious. Oh, she's very good-looking. Will someone else take her away? So mind becomes agitated. And I think there's a fourth one, but I can't remember. So Prabhupada is saying that only in the case of very exceptionally qualified women, that there is an exception. The exception is Queen Draupadi. I mean, imagine her qualification. Her qualification is so fantastic that she was a perfectly chaste wife to the 5 Pandavas. Not only that, even Krishna's queens, Satyabhama, Rukmini, Lakshmana, they all came to meet her. And they asked her, how are you managing 5 husbands so wonderfully? We have one husband, Krishna, and we all share with him, but still we don't know how to serve him so nicely. How are you managing 5 husbands? And in the Krishna book, there's a whole description she gives how she lives her life every day. Fantastic. Fantastic. Her daily activities when her husbands are there or if they are not there. And Prabhupada saying, in this case also, there is another exception. This daughter of Pramalocha. For us, Prabhupada's bringing us back to the main idea. The main idea is sarvadharman parityaja. It's the same thing as apritak dharma. Dharman parityaja here says abandon all varieties of religion. It means abandon all varieties of purposes separate from Krishna's purpose. Remember, apritak dharma means perfectly aligned with Krishna. Sarvadharman means there are many such things that distract us from Krishna. Abandon all of that. But I'm afraid. If I abandon things that I think are very important, what will happen to me? Krishna says, Ma Sucha, don't worry. I will take care. We did an exercise a few years ago, and it's a very nice exercise. Highly recommend, if you have not already done it, to do it. Is to go through the Bhagavad Gita and pick out verses in which Krishna gives us great confidence. In which Krishna gives us assurances. There are many verses like that. Chapter 7, first verse. Maya sakta mano partha. Yogam yunjan madashrayaha. And he says, what is that last word? Asamshayaha. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's an assurance that there will be no doubts on this path. There are many such verses. Chapter 8 is full of them. Chapter 2 has, chapter 3, chapter 4, 5. In fact, every chapter, Krishna is assuring Arjuna of his protection, of his presence, of his shelter. So this sarvadharma is, we shouldn't worry. We shouldn't worry what will happen. Should abandon that unnecessary worry. And with the same recklessness, meaning with the same unreservedness, serve Krishna. Not recklessness means negligent, not like that, but without worry. Serve Krishna without any reservations. Krishna will take care. Now and forever, He will take care. That's the assurance. And Prabhupada in this purpose taking the opportunity to tell us, sarvadharman parityaja, don't worry. Make life meet that one purpose, apritak dharma. Okay, any comments, thoughts? Sorry, this is what?
Krishna's desire, the desire of the spiritual master, etc. So a well-known message. I had a question regarding our like own attraction, our service, let's say, desire, because we hear Krishna, Maharu also explains that the reason Krishna has variety of names is because devotees have variety of desires.
Correct.
And he's reciprocating with that.
Correct.
So it seems that that is also the nature of Krishna, that he wants to see what is our service desire.
Sure.
And then he responds to that. So at the same time, we hear a lot on the other side for obvious reasons. You know, one reason, you know, we're conditioned souls and we'll think our service desire may actually just be desire for sense gratification. So there's a necessity to emphasize that for our progress. But how do we do so without killing a person's innate attraction to Krishna consciousness?
Correct.
It seems like a hard thing to balance.
Someday, if I get the opportunity and Krishna makes it possible, there's a whole topic on individual initiative in Krishna consciousness. What I've been speaking is not different from that. The message I'm conveying is not necessarily, the first couple of days ago, the message was very specifically obedience. Today the message is not obedience. The message is alignment. And in that alignment, obedience is one aspect, initiative is another aspect too. Because we are not robots. There are grades of disciples. The lowest grade of disciple is he or she gets an instruction and they somehow make it. Or they can't even follow it. They do it with really mess ups or mistakes or things like that. But they want to follow. A little higher category of disciple is you give a service and they execute it perfectly. Everything's nicely done. They're very good at carrying out the orders of the guru or the devotees, sadhu. The third category of disciple is anticipates ahead of time what is needed to serve Krishna. In that anticipation is the initiative as well. So our process is that from Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti awakens Raga Bhakti. Raga Bhakti is full of initiative. So while there is initiative, it is never free of checking in with the devotees. It's always there. So the example you gave was of Parikshit Maharaj. It was his initiative. I will fast on the banks of the Ganges. But he checked in with the devotees, with the sadhus. What do you think? What is your opinion? So that's there. That's always there. In the fledgling case in the beginning, when we're trying to qualify ourselves as Kanishtas, initiative is dangerous because that initiative is impelled by Manodharma. Manodharma means whimsical behavior. I like to serve Krishna this way. I like to serve Krishna that way. Today Krishna would like this. So the process, I'm repeating, another way of seeing it is, from the whimsical minded category of people, what brings them into semblance of order is sadhana bhakti, because there are rules. But you cannot just whimsically serve Krishna this is how you should serve. When one becomes well trained in sadhana bhakti, Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, then there is room for initiative, where it is not monodharma, but it is genuine, you use the word udipana, this proper impetus, that it's not motivated by my whimsical nature of the mind. So there's a process, there's a step. It's not that everyone can be serving Krishna with their individual initiative, not in the beginning. In the beginning, all of one's initiative that's there is reposed in being obedient. Then individual initiative has complete place because there's variety. It should be encouraged. It should be there. Is that all right? Nice question. Thank you. Anything else? Okay, if nothing else, 11:15 for bhajans and some discussion on Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.